Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting third. The third baseman, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ralph Weigel. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jake Jones. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. And now, play ball. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tebbets fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Williams moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Birdie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jones moves to second. Birdie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell bunts in front of the plate. Weigel fields it and throws to first for the out. Tebbets moves to second. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio is hit by the pitch. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. DiMaggio moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesce hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. DiMaggio moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a pop-up towards third. Pesce settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels misplays the ball. That's an error on Michaels. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 0-for-1 in the game. Weigel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Weigel reaches second base with a double. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Weigel moves to third. Wright moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Weigel scores. Wright scores. Kennedy moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grove takes first base on ball 4. Michaels moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Weigel and he is safe. Jones steals second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0 for 0 in the game. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and has Jones trapped. There's the throw to Appling who throws to Michaels, who tags Jones for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 2 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops it up and throws to first, with Parnell covering, for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Weigel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a line drive towards short. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grove hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 3 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Baker reaches second base with a double. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 3 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baker moves to third. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baker scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Weigel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hitchcock pinch runs for Bertie Tebbets. Stan Spence pinch hits for Mel Parnell. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hitchcock moves to second. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. DiMaggio bunts in front of the plate. Weigel fields it and throws to third for the out. Spence moves to second. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spence moves to third. DiMaggio moves to second. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Spence scores. DiMaggio scores. It's White Sox, 3, Red Sox, 3. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Weigel and he is safe. Williams steals second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Williams trying to get to home. Kennedy throws the ball into Weigel who tags Williams, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Matt Batts now catching. Denny Gailhouse now pitching. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Hodgen pinch hits for Orville Grove. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it, throws to second, with Stevens covering, 4-1. And over to first, double play. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Baker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Baker reaches second base with a double. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-4 in the game. Lupien hits a pop-up. Foul, in front of the plate. Bat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Hurst now pitching. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse strikes out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Weigel bunts towards first. Jones scoops it up and throws to first, with Doerr covering, for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-4 in the game. Philly is walked intentionally. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of DiMaggio. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Appling scores. Philly goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, White Sox. Cott Deal now pitching. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Michaels is walked intentionally. Earl Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hurst for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doerr hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.